Welcome back to the deep dive. This is where we take a piece of complex tech, we peel back all that jargon, and we just give you the essentials. And today we are plunging right into the core of big data, focusing on something that's just critical for handling these massive volumes of data that are arriving, you know, right now. We're talking about Apache Druid. So if you're out there dealing with just mountains of streaming data, or maybe you're trying to power a dashboard that has to answer questions instantly, I mean, not in minutes, but in milliseconds, then this deep dive is for you. Our mission is pretty simple. We're going to break down Apache Druid, this powerful real-time analytics database, and just give you a really clear entry point, a way to quickly grasp what it is, how it works, and why it's becoming so important in the big data world. We've been digging through the core descriptions, the feature lists, all the community docs, and we're ready to, well, distill that for you. But first, I just want to mention that this deep dive is supported by SafeServer. SafeServer handles the hosting for this type of software and supports you in your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. That's www.safeserver.de.
Right, so let's just start with the fundamental definition. Because Apache Druid isn't a general purpose tool, it's very, very specific. It's a high performance, real time analytics database. And its design goal is incredibly focused. It's all about delivering sub-second queries on just immense amounts of data.
Sub-second, okay.
Yeah, and that's on both streaming data that just arrived and, you know, petabytes of historical data, all at scale and under huge load. Think of it this way. It's an open source alternative to your traditional data warehouse, but it's been optimized specifically for that high-speed interactive analysis.
OLAP, right? Online analytical processing.
Exactly. It's built to answer those complex analytical questions instantly.
Okay. Let's unpack that OLAP thing immediately because, okay. I mean, there are countless databases out there. You've got relational, NoSQL data warehouses. Why do we need a different kind of database like Druid just for analytics? What's the specific problem here that those other tools can't solve?
The problem is what you could call the time to insight or, you know, time to action. Traditional systems, especially the ones built for transactions, OLTP, they're great for, say, recording a single sale.
Right. One record at a time.
Exactly. And even traditional data warehouses, which are good for big, complex reports, they're often optimized for batch loading. That means query times can be slow and you're asking ad hoc, real-time questions. Druid is designed for that exact moment when you need a live answer right now. So, for instance, if you run a gaming platform and you need to know the total spend of users in Berlin in the last minute, filtered by their device type.
Wow. Okay. That's specific.
It is. And it requires instantaneous analysis across maybe billions of events. Druid steps in to make those ultra-fast, highly dimensional workflows possible.
So give me the wow metric here. If I'm used to my reports taking, I don't know, 30 seconds to run, what kind of speed are we really talking about with Druid?
We are talking about true millisecond response times.
Millisecond.
The documentation, it consistently highlights its ability to run these really complex, high-dimensional OLAP queries in milliseconds. And that's even against data sets that range from billions to, get this, trillions of rows.
Trillions, okay.
And critically, it does this without you having to pre-aggregate the data or predefine the exact query you're going to ask. Mm-hmm. You can just ask anything. Instantly.
That speed is impressive, but that usually implies a single highly optimized query. What happens when, say, 1,000 users hit that same data all at once? Does the performance just tank?
And that's where its concurrency power is so essential. Speed is pretty meaningless if the system just buckles under load. Druid's architecture is, well, it's fundamentally built to handle that kind of immense concurrent load. Mm-hmm. We're talking about supporting anywhere from hundreds to even 100,000s of queries per second. QPS.
100,000 queries per second.
But maintaining that consistent low latency performance, this is precisely why it's used to power consumer facing UIs or internal dashboards that, you know, hundreds of employees are using all day.
Every click is a new query.
Every single click on a filter, a visualization that requires a fresh, lightning fast query. Druid is built for that exact operational load.
Okay. But achieving that kind of performance usually means you have to throw massive, expensive hardware at the problem. Does Druid manage to be cost efficient?
It absolutely does. And it addresses that cost question mainly through resource efficiency. Because the architecture is so optimized, and we'll get into the compression and indexing in a bit, it just significantly reduces the total hardware footprint you need.
Compared to other solutions.
Yeah, compared to many competing data warehouses. Mm. It's really designed for massive scale, but with resource conservation built right into its DNA, it makes the total cost of ownership much, much lower over time.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for me, the real-time aspect. We're in a streaming world now. data from logs, sensors, clicks, it never stops. So how does Druid deal with data that showed up 1 second ago?
This is its core differentiator. True stream ingestion. Druid is, you could say, stream native. If you've ever worked with traditional ETL processes, you know there's always a delay. The data lands, it gets transformed, then it's loaded. That can take minutes, sometimes hours.
The dreaded batch window.
Right. Druid just eliminates that wait time. It has native, baked-in integration with the big streaming platforms like Apache Kafka, Amazon Kinesis. This allows it to support query on arrival. It ingests and immediately makes millions of events per second available for query.
Immediately.
With guaranteed consistency and ultra-low latency.
So if a critical event happens, like a security alert or a sudden drop in sales, I can query that event and act on it within a second, not wait for some nightly batch process.
That is exactly the use case. You are querying the live stream at the same time as all the historical data. You can instantly combine the hot, fresh data, what happened in the last minute, with the massive cold data from the last 5 years, all in a single, unified, sub-second query.
And that gives you the complete picture.
A truly complete, up-to-the-second operational picture. It's essential for things like monitoring and alerting apps.
Okay, we've established it's ridiculously fast, it's scalable, it's stream native. Now I want to look under the hood. How? How does it sustain millisecond speed on trillions of rows? What's the secret sauce in the architecture?
Well, the speed's no accident. It starts the very moment the data is ingested. The second data touches Druid, it's automatically transformed into what they call an optimized data format. It's a multi-layered process, but we can simplify it down to, say, three key principles.
Okay.
First, the data is columnarized. This is a huge departure from traditional row-based databases. Imagine your data is a physical library. A row-based database stores every book's info, author, title, date, subject, all bundled together on the shelf. That's a row.
So if I just want to know all the subjects, I have to pull every single book record off the shelf.
Precisely. You have to read through everything. It takes time. It wastes operation.
Got it.
Columnar storage is like taking that library and putting all the authors in one aisle, all the titles in another, and all the subjects in a third. So if you only need to run a query on the city column, you only read the city aisle. You skip all the other massive amounts of unrelated data. It just dramatically cuts down the IO.
Okay, so columnar storage is step one for efficiency. What's next?
Step two is that the data is profoundly optimized for time series analysis, specifically through time indexing. Since most data in Druid is time series data events happening over time, it immediately indexes everything based on time. It's like installing a master clock in your data.
So you can jump to a specific time range instantly.
Instantly. The last week, the third quarter of 2021, whatever, without scanning anything irrelevant. And the third principle is all about compression and encoding. This is the digital shorthand. The data gets highly optimized using techniques like dictionary encoding and bitmap indexing.
Okay, that sounds like serious jargon. Can you make that a bit more accessible? What's dictionary encoding actually doing for me?
Of course. Think of dictionary encoding as creating a little lookup table for any repetitive values. So if you have a column with a million rows that only contain five city names, New York, London, Paris, Tokyo, Sydney Druid, doesn't store the full text New York a million times.
That would be crazy.
It would. Instead, it assigns it a tiny numerical code like one. It stores that dictionary mapping just once and then stores millions of tiny ones in the actual data segment.
Ah, so you save a massive amount of storage space. And because the index is so much smaller, the query engine can search it way faster. It's looking for tiny numbers, not long strings.
Exactly. It's an ultra-efficient data reduction that directly boosts speed. The result of all this is that every piece of data is basically a pre-optimized, ready-to-run package from the second it's ingested.
Okay, so that's the data structure. How does the query engine actually use that to get to sub-second speeds?
So the engine uses what's called a scatter-gather approach.
Yeah.
And the core philosophy is don't move the data.
Don't move the data.
Data movement is slow. It's expensive. So Druid makes sure those optimized data segments are loaded directly into memory or local SSDs on the specific nodes where they live. When you run a query, the system intelligently figures out which nodes hold the data you need. It scatters the work to those nodes, they process it locally using their own CPU and memory, and then they only gather the small result sets back.
That dramatically cuts down on network latency.
It does. It avoids reading anything extra and keeps the network traffic to an absolute minimum.
So instead of hauling the entire library to a central desk for processing, you just send little instruction cards to the specific aisles and they send back only the chapter summaries you asked for.
That's a perfect analogy. And that localized processing is just crucial for maintaining performance under all that concurrency we talked about.
Speaking of concurrency, applications scale, and, you know, they often scale unpredictably. If my user base triples tomorrow, can I scale the system quickly and reliably?
That brings us to its elastic architecture. Druid was designed from the ground up to be distributed. All its components, ingestion, queries, orchestration, deep storage, they're all loosely coupled.
And why does loose coupling matter?
It means you can scale the query processing nodes completely independently from the ingestion nodes or from the storage layer. So if you suddenly need to handle 10 times the query traffic, you can just provision and add 10 times the query nodes in minutes. You never have to interrupt the system or stop data ingestion.
It's incredibly flexible scaling.
Both vertically and horizontally, yes.
And what about when things go wrong? If a node goes down, does my whole dashboard crash?
Absolutely not. Reliability is a cornerstone. Druid has nonstop reliability features built in. Things like continuous backup to deep storage like S3 or HDFS automated recovery, and multi-node replication of data segments.
So there's always a copy?
Always. If a query node fails, another node that already holds a copy of that data just automatically steps in. It ensures high availability and durability.
This is all very powerful, but for the user who needs to adopt this, the learning curve can be steep. How accessible is Druid for developers or analysts who are used to more traditional tools?
Accessibility has been a huge focus in its recent development. I mean, for one, developers and analysts can use the familiar SQL API for everything.
For everything, not just querying.
For all end-to-end data operations. You can use standard SQL for querying, sure, but also for defining ingestion tasks and performing data transformations. If you know SQL, you have a massive head start.
That lowers the barrier to entry significantly. You don't have to learn some proprietary query language. What about defining the schema, the structure of the incoming data? Is that a rigid, manual process?
That's another big accessibility win. Schema auto discovery gives you the ease of a schemaless system, but with the performance benefits of a strict schema. As data streams in, Druid can automatically detect, define, and update column names and their data types. You don't have to stop everything and manually define 100 columns before you can query your data. It just handles that on the fly.
So if I were a new user trying to load my first data stream, what's that actual user experience like? Am I writing YAML scripts from day one?
Not at all. There's a really practical built-in web console. It's designed for easy interaction. Through that console, you get a point-and-click wizard for setting up ingestion, whether you're loading a huge historical batch file or configuring a continuous stream from Kafka.
So it guides you through it.
It does. And you can also manage the entire cluster from that console, viewing your data sources, monitoring tasks, checking the health of all your services.
So management and prototyping are all in one place.
Exactly. And the console also has a query workbench. You can prototype and refine your Druid SQL queries or native queries interactively. It's the perfect little sandbox to see how your data will perform before you push those queries into your actual application.
This has been a fascinating deep dive. So to summarize the key takeaways for you listening, Apache Druid delivers high-performance, real-time analytics by combining two key things. First, an optimized data storage. It's always columnar, it's time indexed, and it's highly compressed. Second, it has a stream native elastic architecture that enables that scatter gather query approach. And the result of that combination is just massive concurrency and sub-second query performance on enormous data sets.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, the whole architecture of Druid prioritizing query on arrival and millisecond response times, it really raises an important question. In a world that's demanding instantaneous data, high concurrency dashboards, how much longer will traditional database architectures, the ones that rely on lengthy ETL processes or pre-caching, how much longer will they remain competitive for operational apps and dynamic UIs?
So the very definition of fast enough is changing.
It's changing very rapidly.
A truly provocative thought to mull over. If you want to explore this any further, you can check out the Quick Start, the FAQ, and all the documentation through the Apache Druid project. We really encourage you to dive deeper. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. And once again, a huge thanks to our sponsor, SafeServer. Remember, SafeServer cares for the hosting of this type of software and supports you in your digital transformation. You can find more information at www.safeserver.de.